Is everybody ready
to hop in and see what this wild world of Uncharted Worlds is? Okay. Let me set the scene. The scene opens over a shot of space, the depths of the dark void, spotted with an array of stars in the distance, looking like pinpoints of light in a black sheet. The camera slowly pans over two starships connected and rotating slowly. The one on the right is lit up like a sleek, shiny exterior, while the left looks lifeless with a chipped and faded... coating. Both have PNC initials on the sides of their ships, with serial numbers. As the broadside rolls over, another ship can be seen, almost camouflaged in space. Matte black exterior, no lights, painted with spots of white as an attempt to blend in. There is no noise in space, as it is a vastness of nothing. However, a flicker of light can be seen from the faded left connected ship. The scene cuts with a flash of light to the interior of the abandoned ship, where we are overwhelmed with noise. The oxygen is turned on thanks to the other ship being connected, but the gravity is gone. The sound of laser guns is the first thing we hear as we see four people jumping and bounding in, floating with guns raised. They all have similar sleek spacesuits with visors covering their eyes. There is yelling, but it is unsure what they're saying. You lot have been in the ship already. As the four intruders split up and go looking for you, where are you? Who are you? And the camera will follow each of these people to various parts of the ship. And this is a small starship, so something that is roughly for a crew, about 4 to 5 people. Typically, it's a cargo holder. And what you learn about getting here is that it was a ship that PNC, the popular corporate network, the people who own your Grand Starship. It's one of their older ships that was abandoned and left, however, still has precious cargo, and the ship has good materials within itself. So you four, being the newest and brightest bunch that just graduated from Starship Academy, this is your first mission together working. Where can we find y'all? Where are y'all in this ship?
I'm at the helm, working in the communications array.
And as the camera pans to the helm, who do we see? And what are you doing?
Well, I'm Charlie. And I am sitting at my very fancy holographic desk. I've got my very fancy customs uniform on. I've got space glasses, which are my actual glasses because I'm nearsighted. But then, like, my uniform also comes with a very special, like, bring, like, one of those, like, toggle monocle things. So I can also detect other people's weapons should I need to. But other people don't know that. They just think it's a fancy tech device because I'm very technical savvy. And, like, I sit with a bunch of other communications nerds. And then there are, like, the fancy captain people at the quote-unquote helm.
So for clarification, this is an abandoned ship that y'all found. So it's just the four of y'all in the ship, but... So...
Oh, I thought we were already on our ship.
No. This is a ship that y'all are, like, bringing back. This is your first mission. Okay.
You could still be at the helm.
You could still be at the helm.
Okay.
Trying to, like, get it set up and ready to go.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, for clarification.
That was not clear.
Sorry, that was on me. So yes, y'all are on your first mission after Starship Academy.
Okay.
Name pending.
Okay. Starship Academy's good. Okay.
And y'all are basically recovering this old PNC ship and bringing it back. So.
Okay, so I have gone to the helm to hook up to the system. That's what I'm doing.
And how does it look like when you hook up to the system? Are you like plugging in, or are you trying to like data, like Wi-Fi-ness, or?
Yeah, I've got my computer kit, so I'm gonna plug in to try to download all the data from the ship, just so I have it, and also try to get like a status report on like what's up.
Are you having Hal help you? Your
my AI. AI. Hal's always helping me.
Sorry, I'm just thinking of the voice. I'm like, oh no, I gotta do the voice.
Yes, you do.
Oh, I forgot about that.
You made a choice.
Forgot about that.
Hal is sarcastic and impatient.
Sarcastic
and. I had to do the Mike Wazowski to get the voice right.
Mm-hmm. That's how you get into it.
We're still waiting for those reports.
I know. I can only go as fast as this super ancient system will allow me.
I'm trying, but it's so old.
Yeah, just like you, I need to upgrade you.
Hey, now. And as you're arguing with your AI, you start hearing movement coming from behind. That's like starting to like sound like it's coming into the helm.
I'm gonna like pull out one of my storm claws just reflexively.
Yeah, and that's probably good too. That's one of the people in the suits pops in to fight you. But that's where I'll cut it there.
Oh, fine.
And we'll come back to you in a minute. Where is the camera going next? Where do we find you?
Duncan is in the. Probably quarters is probably too strong of a word for it, but wherever the crew would spend their leisure time or sleep, and she is looking for belongings. They don't need to be valuable. They can be personal. That makes it more fun.
Always. So you're mm-hmm. going through, I'm going to say it's like maybe like a room with bunks in it.
Yeah.
Kind of like a how RVs have just like bunk beds, and like they can pull the blinds down, and like that's about it for privacy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So yeah, you're digging through like the old drawers and stuff. And who is Duncan? What does she look like?
Duncan is a slender, tall person. She is very wiry. Her hair is very kept, but kind of in a like helmet type fashion, where it, you feel like it could break at any moment, and if it did, it would just be everywhere. And she has a sharp pointed nose, and if she finds anything, she will be sitting on one of the bunks and like looking at it and examining it, putting her nose into it, I should say.
Yeah, I don't. Excuse me. Yeah, I'm gonna say you probably find like an old like letters and stuff, like personal letters.
Yes!
And these are, you know, it's just handwritten stuff. So you're starting to go through them and like read them, and it looks like, you know, they're just like love letters from back home, and that's yes. and all, you know, those good stuff. And you're getting lost in the moment. All of a sudden, you hear that the slight pew of a laser gun, and then all of a sudden there's like a little bit of a hole that burns off a tip of one of the letters.
Yeah, Duncan looks up.
It is not one of your friends. And we'll cut it there.
Okay.
Because I know Duncan's an agent of chaos, and we'll see how that goes. And the camera cuts and moves on to a next person. Who are you, and where are you?
Quick question. Are we aware of these interlopers?
No, they kind of like snuck in.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's good to know.
You're busy doing whatever you're doing, because you're just trying to do a recovery of the ship, and like maybe either scavenge for parts or trying to get up running to like take back. And these people, I mean, if you know about the cartel, you know, this is just the cartel right. trying to like make a profit off of an abandoned ship. So.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So. this can go in a bajillion different ways. Just, yeah. So, yeah, you're doing whatever you were doing.
In that case, Kristen, why don't you tell us where you are?
Sure. Talia headed, as soon as we landed, straight for where the engine is, to immediately see what type of parts she could salvage. Talia is tall, and definitely has some muscle on her from working with engines and just machinery in general. She has long, straight black hair that she wears up in a ponytail, and she has bangs and very big round glasses. And she has she wears overalls and she, oh my gosh, this is Dawn. She has overalls and brown, like workman's gloves on, and from around her waist where she has like a belt, that's where she keeps most of what's in her engineering kit. So she has like hammers and cutters and all that stuff. So she's just looking through that, taking out the tools that she needs and seeing what she can salvage. She also loves to tinker. So she is also just taking miscellaneous things that she can use for her personal use, in addition to whatever we're salvaging for whoever we're salvaging for.
Yeah. And you're making a lot of noise, you know, just doing engine stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So you don't even hear the person that sneaks up behind you and like tries to like pull you back into like into a grab. And we'll cut there because we'll get into the action here in a bit. And Ellie.
Sounds like we can't fly this thing yet, right?
I think Duncan's currently working on it.
If we're working on the engine, yeah. And work on the helm. Mm-hmm. Right. So Ellie is just sitting in the cockpit of her flyer, kind of just sort of like bobbing her head, listening to some tunes.
Of the flyer y'all brought in.
Spacing out. Yeah, her real decked out special flyer, real nice, real sleek, and it's sitting in, does this thing have a cargo bay, or is it like attached to the outside, do we think?
Yeah, I think it's like cargo bay to cargo bay. They're sort of like two fireflies, gotcha. Just are two love bugs just like joined at the butt, like, right. If that makes sense.
Yeah, we're, yes. Docked. Yeah.
Yeah.
And just sitting in the pilot's chair of her flyer, kind of just waiting for the rest of these people who know what they're doing, like with getting this other ship ready to go, like to tell, like, hey, Ellie, do your thing. Go fly the ship. But like, otherwise, she has nothing to do. So she's just hanging out, waiting, just like doing a little dance.
What is she listening to? Just like as we zoom in, is she wearing like headphones, or is it like filling up the cockpit, or like what is it? The music.
There's headphones like on around her neck, but like nobody else is in the flyer. Yeah. So she is just blasting. It'd be like, what's this? This is far future.
I mean, you could listen to like oldies or like something similar.
Right.
Yeah.
No, yeah. It'd be like, it's whatever in like 40 years, the future retro version of disco is. So it's like the disco revival.
We're slowly bringing in Xenon.
And she's listening to that.
Yeah, and you're just
and Starlight Express.
Yeah, and just Ellie is jamming it and all that. And since it's your ship, you probably know more things about it. You said it's kitted out. Does it have sensors, mm-hmm. like when people enter? Like, tell me more about the ship that y'all came in on.
I think Ellie's ship is pretty small and tight. I don't think it has sensors, but like it's small enough that like Ellie can kind of feel when the doors open, or like when the weight shifts around. But also Ellie isn't really paying attention, isn't really expecting people to be around.
Yeah.
So if that happens, and then like there's her, the rest of the crew like coming on and getting off. So if somebody were to get on, she'd just be like, oh, that's probably Talia coming to get some more tools or something. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't need to pay attention to that. Like, unless they like come in and tell me it's my turn.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just going to hang out, take my 15.
Pretty much. And I think as Ellie is just bobbing and weaving and just kind of just jamming and relaxing, she fills the door open. You fill the door mm-hmm. open. And you're just assuming it's one of your people, whatever. And all of a sudden, yeah. There's a hand that grabs a chair and just turns it around. And then there's a gun in your face.
Oh.
Yeah.
So it's one of those kinds of days. Okay.
And we'll stop there. We'll come back to you in a minute, you know. Yeah. Duncan.
Okay. So is this a cartel person?
You have connection to the cartel. Is that correct?
Yes, I do.
Yeah. So, yeah, you can tell, like, it's obviously either space pirates or cartel. But you can tell that they're cartel because they're not, like, their suits are actually, like, kind of put together. And they, you know, their suits come from a bit of money. They're not, like, mishmash, patchworked sort of thing. So mm-hmm. You can tell that they're cartel. Cartel don't label their stuff like, hey, we're the cartel. You could just, like, you know.
Yeah, no, that would be a very bad cartel. So I think Duncan, like, kind of, like, squints her eyes at this person and is annoyed. And then she, like, raises her arms and, like close to her chest and has her hands, like, crunched. And she goes, Crum Mantis. Which I have decided is the name of the cartel.
Okay, hold on. How do you spell that?
Chrome and then Chromantis? Mantis. Yep. Like the bug.
Oh, okay. I love that. Okay. Yeah, because we never give them names, so.
That's hard.
No.
Yeah, and I think the person with the they're like shades, so you can't really see who they are because they're the bad guys. Uh-huh. And obviously all the bad guy movies, they all have shades. You can't see who they are.
As you should.
I think that with the gun raised, the gun raised, they're holding it at you at this point. They were just trying to shoot the paper to get your attention. And they're holding it at you, and they see that you did that and asked, and they're like, you can see an eyebrow raise,
mm-hmm.
and then the gun drops. It's like, how'd you know?
I have my ways. And frankly, you have interrupted my reading, and now I have to do a song and dance.
Are you trying to entertain me? Because that's not going to happen here. We're just...
She looks you up and down. You're not really my type. For one, you're not 6'3" and blonde. Listen, I don't know what wires got, like, crossed, but this is my mission today, so either you can just skedaddle or I can talk to somebody if that's what I need to do, because I will do that.
Was your mission with the cartel with Chrome Mantis? Because my mission is to get this ragged old ship with the cartel and so we can strip it down and keep it for money. That's my mission.
God, information. There's information that we can find here. Okay, fine. Oh no, I'm being held at gunpoint. And she's gonna like feign like putting up her hands. Oh, I'm in danger. And she's gonna stuff the papers down her shirt.
And then they're like, okay. And they'll pull the gun and put it back at you.
Yeah.
And they're like, come on. All right. And we'll cut there while you're gathering yourself.
Okay.
Don, Ron, and John, we're left at the Grand Station. I understand.
The Grand Station. They're not waiting to greet you.
They're not here.
All right. And we'll cut to Charlie. Charlie, you...
got my storm claws out.
Yeah, you got your Wolverine claws out. Your space Wolverine claws, rather.
Yep.
And yeah, you see this person in the sleek spacesuit sort of open up the thing and have a gun pointed at you and is starting to fly in. They haven't shot at you yet, but they're trying to be threatening, be like, hey, I got a gun. Sort of situation.
I want to use my visor to see if they have any other weapons.
Yeah, do it. What would that be, like an intel or a? Because this is gonna be like, you're gonna have to like be like, do your thing real quick, Hal. Like, I think that would be an intel or not an intel. Oh, what is it called? Interface.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. So the interface. My interface is a plus two.
First roll.
I need to roll on a hard surface so that I get actual results. Ooh, I got a 10.
Oh, yes. Gain significant info, and I'm going to say this is an assessment because...
Okay.
So gain significant info and a data point.
Oh, okay.
So when you collect critical information, roll using the appropriate stat.
Okay. So I got a data point. How do, like, what do we do with data points?
That's a good question. Like, I'm reading real quick. Hold on one second.
Cool.
Data points are small, but critical, useful bits. Well, if you have a data point in a mob. Oh, go ahead, Kevin. Sorry,
it was a stupid joke.
What were you going to say?
I was like, is
if
this...
you have a data point in a mama point.
Okay, so data points are small but critically useful bits of information about the particular subject, which can be leveraged to tip the scales during a tense moment. Each data point concerns a specific topic or subject can be spent to gain a plus one to any role that directly involves or leverages information in that data point. Only one data point can be spent per role, no matter how many would apply. So it's like a plus one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
So you're just trying to use Hal and see like where the if there's any more weapons.
Sure.
I'm gonna say that they have the gun on them, and like as the Hal scanning, and has it like is it like heat sensor or just like does it pick up metals? Like how does?
It's like an X-ray scan of the person.
Oh, okay, so it's a black and white sort of.
Yeah, that's my little extra like visor on my costume. So like my little extra monocle thing mm-hmm. Can like my uniform. It's not a costume. It's my uniform. Can lay like droop droop. Oh nope. They've got like a knife on their calf. They've got like an extra gun on their backside. Like they can it can do that.
Yeah. So as you're scanning and it does the quick little fast thing because Hal is fast despite you calling them old. Mm-hmm. How dare you? and despite them sounding old, they actually the person who came on the aggressor. Robbers? I don't know. We're gonna figure out a word for them. Does have a knife in their boot, in their right mm-hmm. boot, and then they also have another. I'm gonna say they're gonna have like one strap to their arm as well that can like pop okay. out.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So I've got my storm claws out. Can I help you?
Yeah, this is our ship. Come on.
Finders keepers.
Yeah, we found it, so we're keeping it.
We found it first, so we're gonna keep it.
And I think they're gonna basically just like raise the gun and be like, "Come on,
but you're never gonna be able to get information off this ship without me."
Who says I want information? I just want the parts. Now let's go.
The parts aren't useful without the information. And I'm going to turn around and go back to what I was doing.
I think as you're like typing away, is it a hologram or is it actually like a console? Like,
I think it's a combination. Like I have a little hologram and then like there's actual like buttons mm-hmm. on the ship. And like, I'm dealing with both. It's multifaceted.
Yeah, I think you do that for a second and like, you know, you feel like, okay, cool, I have the upper hand. And then all of a sudden there's a laser pew pew, like a laser bullet. Is that a laser bullet? Is that what they call it? It's space words.
Blast.
A blast.
Laser blast.
Laser bolt.
Laser bolt. Oh, I like bolt better.
Ooh, bolt is good.
Beam.
Beam. I feel like beam's like
so many options.
I feel like a blast is just like a blast and then a beam is like a neural. So I'm going to say...
Depends on what kind of sci-fi you want.
Yeah. So I think there's a laser blast that happens right by your hand.
That's not going to help.
And it like kind of spark... It hits the console and it does make it spark a bit.
I'm going to whisper to Hal, are you almost done?
86%.
It needs to be 100.
I'm getting there.
And I think they're starting to come up, and you feel a, then you feel a hand on your shoulder.
As I'm going to turn around and try to stab this guy.
Yeah. Give me a, oh, what's the fight? What's the fighting thing? So I haven't done this in a while. Or I haven't played this game, rather. Command access launch assault. When engage in close quarters combat. So it's plus physique.
Oh, fuck. My physique is minus one. Ooh, that's an 8.
Okay. You win this engagement, but as I choose one of the following, you either suffer harm, the exchange causes collateral damage, new threats or changes existing threats, or the target suffers a lesser fate. So, are you just swiping? Is that what you're doing? You're just turning around swiping?
Yeah, like I'm just turning around and trying to like stab the guy to make him stop.
Oh, you're stabbing. Yeah.
Yeah, with my claws, my Wolverine claws.
Yeah. So I think as you stab, I think, yeah, you're able to stab. However, they are able to like get you with the back of the like pistol whip you in a way with the handgun. Okay. Yeah. To see with these kind new systems, I'm like, okay, what is the word for injuries now? Hold on, injuries kind of
rings my bell.
I'm gonna say it's probably like a minor injury.
Okay,
let me just, yeah, he did ring your bell just a little bit. So,
okay, I have a minor concussion, perhaps.
Maybe let me just read this real quick. Bodily trauma, how much it's gonna hurt, and resist the injuries. Oh, do you have armor by chance?
Did you get that? I don't. Let me look. I have an advanced customs uniform. I don't know that that counts as armor. So I think
I believe it should say as one of your tags if it has armor.
No, then okay. No.
Yeah, you know, this is just a less severe. It's not even going to be a minor. It's going to be like a... But you are going to have a little like a little nick to the side of your head.
Okay.
Yeah. But okay. I want to, and yeah, he's going to get stabbed in the side. And yeah, you're going to take maybe like a good old gash to the side of the forehead here across the temple. We're learning this game together, y'all.
Cool.
What better way to learn it than through combat?
I like it.
Yeah.
Honestly.
You stab him, he grunts, and he, you know, gets you with the butt of the gun across the face. And we're going to cut there and go to Kristen. Talia is currently being pulled off and dragged away from the engines. What's Talia doing?
Well, Talia was working on the engine, so she had tools in her hands. So, I'm going to say she either had a drill or the cutters. I can't remember what I mentioned, but one or the other, right? Because she's trying to remove pieces. So, like, a hammer doesn't make sense. So, I want her to attack the person, like, over her. Because they're grabbing her, right? From, like, around her waist.
Yeah, they're, like, trying to, like, grab her. Like, just pull her off and, like, grab her.
Yeah. So, I'm going to have her... like basically put up whatever. Let's just say she has cutters. So I want her to do a stabby motion.
Yeah.
Over her shoulder.
Give me a launch assault. So physique.
Okay. Ooh, an 8. I have a +0. So.
Yes. All right. So yeah, you're able to stab them. Like maybe because you're not able to aim too well just because they are pulling you from behind. It's probably just going to be like maybe just a cut to their shoulder, like a little slice, but it's enough for them to let you go.
Nice.
Because, you know, they were not expected to be stabbed as they were grabbing you. so it's a little bit of a lesser fate than whatever you're hoping, but they are able to let you go.
Okay.
And yeah, you're able to turn around and see it's just someone in a black spacesuit just pulling you off, and you see them starting to reach for a gun, like behind them.
Oh, I want to jump at them again.
Yeah.
Can I attack them again?
Yeah, do it.
Because she's like fresh out of the Starship Academy and not like a trained, seasoned fighter, I like the idea that this is her instinct, like she's willing to fight. But I think that in the Starship Academy, it whether all of us took this course or not, she took a self-defense course. So she is yelling out the instructions, like what she's supposed to do. and she's definitely a little clumsy.
I mean, there's also, I forgot to remind y'all that there is no gravity here. So like, yes. Low gravity. Okay. So yeah.
So we're a little bouncy.
A little bouncy, yeah.
Oh, cool. Okay. Yeah. Okay. 7. Not as good.
All right. Yeah. You're able to lunge. Are you trying to stab them with the shears again or?
I'm just trying to like cut at them and get past them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not like any real damage.
Yeah. So you're able to cut at them and like get past them so you can go through the door. But as they are going for that, it looked like they were going for a gun, instead they looked like they were going for a knife just because it is close quarters and there's machinery that if shot will explode the whole ship. So they figured out. So they actually grab a knife as well and they're able to like cut you on the back of the leg, like in the calf. So I'm going to say that's a minor injury.
Do we have comms?
That's a good question. Between y'all, like little like
yeah. stuff.
Mm-hmm. We didn't never set that up, but like I'm gonna say, if we want that kind of sci-fi, we can definitely have comms. I am okay with having comms to make things easier. So yes, you all have little earbuds to like talk to each other.
Okay.
Sweet.
Yeah, I'm definitely gonna. Unless anyone wants to say that they closed their comm, it makes sense to me that when you go into a new place as a crew, that you keep your comms open. Right, we're all open mm-hmm. channel.
Mm-hmm.
So. I wonder if we could have heard everything that was going on with each other before, but I'm just going to tell everyone that there's someone attacking me.
So I've just been streaming music this whole time.
Oh yeah. Maybe that's why. Can we say we can all hear your music? Can we hear Ellie's music?
Yeah. Y'all hear like this, like it's not as loud as Ellie. Like if Ellie speaks into it, just cause it's in Ellie's ear, but like there is that background, like lo-fi. It's not lo-fi. It's like techno disco in the background, just like playing as you're going. And just thinking that, I'm just thinking Guardians of the Galaxy when he's playing like all those like 1980s sort of music.
Right.
Well, they're all fighting. Like, yeah. So yeah, there's just like light disco just happening in the background.
Oh, I like that. And so it's probably why we couldn't hear Duncan and Charlie's like interactions mm-hmm. with anybody because they weren't yelling and the music has been mm-hmm. going this whole time.
Charlie's always just yelling now.
Yeah. So yeah. I like the idea that the like everyone can say whether they hear this or not. I'm not going to make decisions for other players and characters, but I like the idea that the audience sees and hears like over the music, like Talia's voice cuts in and out and you just hear her yelling like, help. And then like her attack move, which is or her self-defense instructions that she's running through, which is eyes, throat, groin. That was for Morgan.
So good.
Oh my God. It's a Red Death callback. That's what that is.
Oh, okay.
It's a crossover show. We're doing a crossover.
Oh, I miss Red Death.
No, but I really do want that to, like, the audience to have heard that cut through the music. But again, that doesn't mean, Ellie, that you have to have heard anything that Talia mm-hmm. said.
Where did you stab this person? Did you go for the eyes, the nose, or the throat?
The first time she definitely went for the face and landed on the shoulder. Mm-hmm. And I think this time as she comes through, she's just kind of swiping. So I think with a 7, she hits, right? So maybe just, like, the cheek.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think she really did any...
Yeah, I think maybe, like, across the chest.
Graphic damage. Like, perfect. Let's do that. Yeah.
And then they were able to, like, get in the calf as you, like, sort of, like, duck out of the way and, like, floated down past them.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, and now she's just trying to get away.
Yeah. Ellie, you've got a gun in your face.
Oh god, no, I don't play. Please, I don't want to die. I just got my wings. Please, no. No, 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 no.
And then, so, as Ellie's begging, the gun's going to be there to, like, be like, all right, well, get your crew and get them together and get them out of here, because that ship is ours now. And if you don't want to die, do this, or this ship will be ours now, too.
You don't understand. If they come here, they're going to kill you, and I don't want you to die. So, like, it's best if we just go our separate ways. You can have that ship, but, like, I really, if you just don't want to see them, and I just, you know, I get we're on opposite sides, but you seem nice, and I don't want you to die. Like, they're going to kill you, bro. Come on.
You think I'm alone here? my boys rounding up.
Your oh, I'm sorry. Your side. Friends are dead. No, that's so sad.
And then they're still holding the gun at you, but they're also going to be like trying to like check in. So you hear them, you see them like tap like a button on their chest, be like, "Hey, check in," like, you know, just to see if they can hear something. But we'll get to them in a second if they're going to say anything. Duncan.
Yes. Where am I being led to?
That's a good question. I think it's going to be starting to head towards your ship, because they're either trying to just push you off the ship, or they're going to shoot you at the... They're going to float you, one of the two. But I think as you're being led out, that's when you see... That's when Talia shoots out from the engine room.
Yeah, that's all I need. I'm going to whip out my let me look for it. It's called. Yeah, I'm gonna whip out my stun baton, and I'm going to stun him. And I do have destructive / stun on it.
Ooh, all right, give me a launch assault.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Destructive flesh.
Stuff. 7.
Nice. Okay, so yeah, you're able to land it. So it's destructive. What is the tags again for destructive and...
Stun, so I think it should, like, it won't, like, kill them, but it, like, knocks people unconscious.
Oh, yeah. And I think with the destructive aspect, it also kind of, like, destroys a bit of the spacesuit.
Yes, that's right, yeah.
So
maybe, yeah, which,
So there's, like, a big old, like, melt, like, it burns a bit of the spacesuit away as you, yeah. Like, were able to get them in the back or in the side. And they fall down like a sack of potatoes. But since it's a 7, I'm going to say typically with your stun gun, it usually just like knocks them out. I think just because I'm going to give them a little bit of lesser effect, it's going to not completely knock him out. It's going to like, he's going to faint. So he's going to be like down and out, but like still sort of like kind of conscious.
Yeah,
but definitely fell on the ground. Well, fell and is kind of like floating, bouncing a bit, like, because gravity is wonky in space.
Yeah, I'm going to have to answer to that later. And I'm going to go to where Talia is.
Can we say that after these... like what could be perceived as badass fights, that we like run, like bounce over to each other and like hug each other, like, oh my god, there's bad guys here.
Oh my god, you're right, the cartel. Yes. I mean space pirates.
Because it is a little Riverdale, right? So
yes.
Duncan, how many more people did you see?
I'm gonna grab your face. I thought I lost you.
No, it's okay. I'm still here. We're safe. We're together.
Thank the gods. Have you seen the others?
No, should we go and find them? We better stick together.
Okay, and I'm just going to link arms with you.
Perfect.
And go bouncing.
We go bouncing off down the hall. Yep. I know there was just someone skipping behind me. And there was someone behind me. I forgot about them. Because, again, I got to bring some youth into it after I was like, I attack people. Also, I'm 19.
Oh, my God, y'all. So which way are you skipping back towards your ship, or are you skipping towards the helm where y'all knew Charlie is?
Oh, the helm. Yeah. I think, right? Charlie. If we knew.
Yeah. Yeah. Charlie.
Let's go get Charlie.
And I think at this time you're hearing Ellie just yell very loudly into the mics over the music.
Oh!
Man, this is an interesting remix.
No, you don't understand. You're just going to kill all of your friends.
This is an interesting remix that Ellie's doing today.
What if Ellie's in danger too? Ellie, can you hear us? Come in, Ellie. You cannot respond. It's totally fine.
No, yeah, Ellie would just like sort of just be like, yeah, 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 there's a guy here with a gun. And he's wondering about his friends. Like, have y'all like killed them yet? Or like he's gonna kill me if you all like don't get here and like leave. But if you all killed his friends, I don't think that he's gonna be very happy. And you know, I just got this suit. I don't want any holes in it.
It's okay, Ellie. It's okay. Try to remain calm. Take deep breaths. We're gonna get Charlie, and then we're gonna head to you.
Charlie? Yeah. Charlie. And as you're saying that, Charlie, what's going on in your side of the ship? As you hear this conversation going.
I'm trying to, like, I'm double checking with Hal. Hal, have we, tell me you're done. Tell me you're done.
93%.
Oh, for the love of all that is celestial.
You yelling at me isn't helping either. What? Actually, I'm going to go slower now because you're yelling at me.
What else are you downloading? If it's the bathroom logs, you can dump them.
Let's see here. Oh, no. I got those Johnny logs a long time ago.
Why do you always start with those?
Because bathrooms at the beginning of the alphabet.
I am totally reprogramming you later.
Don't you want these alphabetically ordered?
And I think while you're busy arguing with Hal, the guy's still there. Just be like,
I kick him. I just kick him. I make sure he stays down.
Yeah. Give me another launch assault.
Oh, that's a 3.
That's a 3.
I think what? I just like I fall down.
Yeah. I think you aimed to kick him, but you just like sort of like Charlie Brown like missed the football. And he kind of just flew away a bit. Hal torrenting Fast and Furious 147.
Okay, I'm at 96% now.
Yeah, and I think as you're floating away, the person's gonna try to stab at you. So I need a brace for impact.
What am I rolling for that? A brace for impact.
Armor. If you have armor?
I do not have armor.
Then just a straight 2d6 then.
Oh, Jesus. Well, that's a 6.
Yeah, I think because they hit you with a gun. I think that, yeah, they're going to shoot at you again and probably going to get you like pretty good in the shoulder.
Oh!
Charlie, are you okay?
Charlie, no. Hold on.
I am not well.
99%.
It's about damn time.
All right, and that's one of the two y'all can get in there.
Okay.
Okay. Can we roll to skip into the room and land right on the bad guy?
You know what? Do it. Just.
Thank you.
Yay.
Is that okay with you, Duncan?
Yes.
Can we roll for that?
Yes.
Okay.
What do we roll?
Just physique?
Just physique?
Is it physique? Yeah. I think.
Yeah, give me physique.
Ooh, 11!
Oh, fuck yeah, 9. Oh my god, that's so good. What the hell? Yeah, yeah, as you're, as, you know, Charlie gets shot and, you know, is currently screaming, y'all just able to, like, the door's already open, so you're able to see the bad guy, like, standing in the doorway.
Yeah.
Yeah, y'all just able to, like, both hop in, and are y'all gonna, like, just straight up try to jump down on him, or kangaroo kick him, or, like...
I was just imagining that. Go ahead, Sam.
I was probably just gonna, like, not quite dog pile, but more like sit on him.
Oh,
like so plop in air because it's low gravity. Away.
Yeah, yeah, but like,
plop. And Charlie fell, right?
I think I like fell back because like mm-hmm. bullet, low yeah. gravity.
So then let's say if that's Duncan, if you want to land on the bad guy, then I think that Talia just like lands on his face, right, with her foot and then pushes off of him to go over and help Charlie.
Nice. While Talia is distracted and Charlie is in pain, I'm going to real quick look at the bad guy and make my little hand movement for the cartel. Just like real fast.
Yeah, and I, like, think, I think the guy's gonna like. You're gonna see like another brow raise because they're wearing sunglasses in space, so.
Yeah.
And,
oh, you will rule this day that you have gone after us and my friends. You are the enemy.
Ellie, you're hearing all of this in your mic. And yeah, you see the guy still trying to, like, hold the gun at you, but, like, trying to, like, get in touch with somebody.
See, they're all dead. I told you, they're all dead. I'm sorry. I mean, really, it's just best if you just go. I won't tell them which way you went. I promise. Like, I don't know your face. You don't know my face. We can just walk away. And you know, is he wearing an EVA suit?
Is that like a flight suit? Because
this is like a outside of the ship space suit, like with the oxygen sleek. And stuff. Yeah, pressure
yeah,
suit.
It's one of those sleek ones. Yeah, he is.
Okay. Depending on his reaction, I might just try to undock and vent to him. But like, he's wearing an EVA suit, so like, he won't die. He's just gonna get out my ship. Hopefully.
Yeah, he's still trying to like, he's like, shut up. Like, he's just telling you to shut up. Like,
oh, once he tells me to shut up, just like slamming hand on like big red button and trying to vent him.
Yeah.
Maybe that's face adversity.
Yeah, let's face adversity. Let's do that one.
Okay.
Using computer systems interface.
Interface
or okay. Not our expertise, whichever one you want to do.
Gotcha. I think expertise, since this is my ship and everything. Oh wow, that's a 7.
Just barely. Yeah, you overcome it at a price. But a hard choice. Mm. So as you're venting him. The only way to do that is to unhook the ship from the other ship.
Mm-hmm.
And that means that the other ship will lose oxygen.
Mm-hmm.
And possibly we'll start having the void of space as well, because the doors were mainly opened.
Mm-hmm.
So your friends also may either start feeling the pull of gravity away from them. And I don't know if any of them are wearing spacesuits. So you've got a hard choice to you can do it. However, right. you may make things a little difficult over on that side.
Do it. We can play on.
Yeah, I'm going to do it. And it looks like EVA suits are specialized equipment. So unless you bought it.
Nope.
Good luck.
Good luck. Good luck. I'm all for playing on hard mode.
Yeah, so you're able to undock just...
Y'all decided to go save Charlie. This is... he made this bed.
So, yeah, as you untook the ship and it just... The vacuum of space starts pulling in... And the guy is not prepared. He's obviously flung back and pulled into the void of space, quickly slapping his chest to like make sure the helmet comes on so he can, you know, breathe. But so you're free, and because you're able to close the cockpit before like more air escapes or anything like that. Like as soon as he leaves, you're able to close the cockpit, and he's just pulled out. However, on the other end, y'all. As y'all are starting to settle in and stuff, and like Talia's running over to Charlie to check in on her, all you feel is just the vacuum of space happening, starting to happen on your end a bit. And you look over to the door to the cockpit where the helm. Sorry, you're at the helm, right, Charlie? That we're mm-hmm. at, yeah,
yeah.
And the room itself is kind of small, so like y'all all three in there is kind of four in there, plus bad guy. It's a tight squeeze. Y'all look at the door, and there was a bad guy about to come in with a couple stab wounds and like has a gun and is ready to shoot at y'all, and all of a sudden he just gets ripped out into space. But now there is now a issue of, hey, oh no, the doors are mainly opened and y'all are all starting to get
close the doors.
Y'all need to close them.
How starts to fiddle.
I'd like to grab onto something so that I'm not sucked into the void of space.
Yeah, you're able to like quickly like grab onto like a chair or something. Yeah. And what's Duncan doing?
Oh my god. She's probably just gonna hold on to something.
Ooh, if I'm holding on to a chair, you can hold on to.
I like to hold on. Yeah. Yeah, I probably don't react as fast as you do, and so I'll probably, like, grab you as, like, a last-ditch effort, almost.
Cool. Yeah, because are we actively being sucked out? Like, is it one of those?
You're starting to feel like that, you know, like, whenever, like, yeah, in spaceship movies.
It's imminent.
Yeah, it's imminent, yeah. And it's so happening then, yeah. Now.
This makes sense. Yes. Okay, cool, okay. Cool.
Yeah, and Hal is currently working on the because they're like, 100% upload complete.
It's about damn time. And so I'm interfacing,
trying to
get these doors shut.
To get the doors shut. Yeah. And I think the one who's stabbed and wounded on the ground that was attacking Charlie is starting to slowly be pulled out through the doors and all that. So. Are you going to wait for them to leave, or are you just going to just start working on things automatically?
I mean, if accidents happen, accidents happen. I'm not to describe the accident that could occur, but...
It's not going to be on the report.
No.
Those details, yeah. So,
I will erase it from the log.
Go ahead and roll interface.
That's a plus two. I got a 9 on interface.
Yeah. Overcome at a price, hard choice. So you can get this done. However, it is going to be a little slow just because the systems are old. So
sure.
Hal's trying their dangest, but it is going to take a minute. So it's going to feel like the air is getting sucked out of the room for a hot second. So everybody's going to have, like, you know, their lungs are going to start burning a bit and all that stuff.
Yep.
But right at the last moment, and you two that are holding on, give me athletics rolls. So give me a roll plus physique.
Physique?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because Charlie's in the chair now, right? Is that? Or is Charlie still on the ground?
I'm like laying on the floor and like using like my holographic thing to like do all of this because I can't move one of my arms very well because I've been shot in the shoulder area.
Mm-hmm. Actually, everybody give me a physique roll then. Well, you three give me a physique roll. Oh.
Nine.
Four.
Six.
Oh, because you're holding on to me. Yeah. So maybe.
Yeah. I'm holding on to you.
Yeah. So I think with that, just because it is pulling it away from a bit, and both of you are getting pulled closer to the door. Like, Duncan, you slip from Talia's grip. Like, you're holding on to her, but you're just getting pulled and tugged. And you slam against the wall. So I'm going to give you, like, a minor injury. Wall slam?
Okay.
Because it was a pretty hard thunk. But I think you fell against the wall, and, like, you're starting to slowly be, like, scooted towards the door because suction of space, all that good stuff, all that, you know. And Duncan, you're just sliding down the floor. Or sorry, Charlie, you're sliding down the floor. Did I get names mixed up? I did. Duncan, you hit the wall. Charlie, you're sliding against the floor towards the door. There we go. I figured out where everybody is. But right before y'all both get to the door, I'm going to say, you're able to get it, Charlie, so you're able to boop, 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 and you hit the button, and it's able to shut the cockpit door, at least, for the time being, and the suction stops, and all y'all fall.
Yeah, makes sense.
Ellie, how you doing over there?
Oh my god, are you all okay? Are you dead? Are you? Oh god, don't be dead. Please don't be dead. Fuck. Oh god.
We're not dead. We're not dead. Are you dead?
Oh, thank god. I didn't want to fill out that paperwork.
And you would have missed us?
Yes.
I will haunt you.
Ooh, yeah. If I die, I'm haunting you.
Would that be so bad?
I will make it so.
I'll sing like this the entire time. So, like, la 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 for all of eternity.
Duncan can't haunt me because she already pinky promised she wouldn't. But mm-hmm. that singing would be annoying after a while.
Mm-hmm. Okay, say, hang on. I'll be right back. And Ellie's gonna turn the chair around and try to fly to pick up the dude. She doesn't want him to just like be floating in space. In the space?
I love it.
Well, good for you. As you're turning around, you do see him like have like a little like jetpack on his outfit, and it's taking him towards what you're able to now see is like a camouflage ship.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, never mind. I'm gonna blow up that ship.
You're gonna blow it up.
Yeah. No, that's what Ellie. Outside of like doing some Starfighter shit, Ellie is like useless. That's her.
All right, give me a Starfighter. Give me a open fire then.
Okay, open fire. How about metal?
Oh, it is with metal. Open fire uses metal. Yeah.
Sweet. Here we go. Here we go. Oh, God. What? That's five, six, seven.
Seven? Okay.
Yes.
All right. You're able to shoot it. I'm going to say you didn't blow it up, though. Right. You're able to, like, maybe just make an engine explode. But you, but right. What I was picturing is you're probably, like, you're trying to, like, Death Star blow it up. Instead, you just aimed a little off center and you're able just to get, like, a wing.
Okay, sweet. Yeah. So is it, like, is it unable to fly? Is that, or is it just damaged?
I want to say it's just damaged.
Okay.
But you do see the guy trying to like get there faster. Like you see him like sort of like lean in a bit.
Right.
But a ship versus a person is.
Right. Do I also see the other ones
that got sucked out? Yeah, you turned around and you saw that three more got sucked out. And you see one that's sort of just floating there. But you see a friend like, you know, jetpacking towards them and slapping a hand over the like an area that is now exposed because they see the image and like slapping their chest to pop up their helmet. And you see another one sort of like flying out as well, who's got some bleeding. So there's a bunch. Actually, they're all wounded and like they're all trying to like cover up their like their injuries on their space suits. But I don't think those three are going to make it because all theirs are open in some sort of capacity. And
could I pick them up?
Yeah, you can definitely pick them up. What? Yeah. How are you picking them up? Are you just scooping them up? Like,
yeah, because I imagine this is like a small shuttle. So like, just open the shuttle bay doors, put up Ellie's own EVA hood, and like open it up so it's vacuumed inside. Like, bring them in and then close the shuttle door.
All right, now you have. Are you taking all of them or just the three that are injured?
I would like to also get the other one, but I don't know if he's too far or like too.
I would say, you know, I'm going to say that you're able to like scoop him in as well. Like, just because okay. He was trying to get further away, but like, yeah. And they're in the cargo bay now.
Okay, it's fine. I got them. They're not dead. We didn't kill anybody today. Okay, it's fine. It's fine. It's fine. It's fine. It's fine. It's fine.
Wait, did Ellie actually, you actually flew to go get them?
Yes.
Okay. I just want to make sure before yeah. Talia says. You went to rescue them before you checked on us? I am bleeding out.
They were in the vacuum of space.
We could have been in the vacuum of space.
One of them cut my leg. What if I can't walk anymore?
Hello? Shot.
We live on a spaceship.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think I've ever walked in my life.
And Charlie's been shot. But also, I've been cut. Duncan's fine. Duncan, are you fine?
I have a minor injury.
Pride doesn't count.
Pride doesn't count. Yeah, pretty much I hurt my pride.
Duncan's fine.
Yeah. You fell in love with them, didn't you, Ellie?
William's fine. He's a little bit dinged up on the dock, but like, I mean, the docking section, but I mean, he's fine. No, that. Thanks for asking. Of course. And like cutting to Ellie, Ellie's like rubbing the dashboard of her ship. William's fine. Can't help but notice nobody came to check up on me.
We were going to check up on you. We had to save Charlie first.
Mm.
We were
I've been shot!
And
oh, I didn't realize shot. Rescues go in alphabetical order now.
No, it's not. We were closer to Charlie and they were shot.
Didn't you receive basic trauma training?
No.
Okay.
I mean, I was there that day, but
okay.
Mm. Being there and being there.
Yeah. Can I?
Okay, what do we do? What do we do next?
I'm assuming Charlie, while y'all are busy arguing, does put up air for y'all, like starts the air system so y'all aren't.
Yeah. That'd be great if we could breathe while fighting.
Yeah.
Arguing. Just using the last of your air to argue.
Yes. 100% yes.
Yeah, Charlie's like definitely like taking care of like the basic ship nonsense.
Yeah. So I
while dealing with a blast shot wound.
Is that the first time you've been shot, Charlie?
I'm not ready to disclose that information to you.
Fair. But yeah, the air is now running now that y'all are starting to wind down from your arguing. Does any of y'all know what was the plan originally? Were y'all going to tow this ship back or were you going to try to get this up and running to fly it back?
It sounded like we were trying to get it up and running. And then plan B would be flying it back is my guess.
Anyone other than Ellie know how to fly a ship?
No.
Charlie could make it happen by brute autopilot force.
Oh, there you go. I like that.
But would you be so spiteful that you would deny Ellie this opportunity to do the one thing she loves in life?
I would consider it, yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Of course, yes, yeah. Great.
I am bitter with this gunshot wound, yes.
Fair. Kevin thinks it's fair. Ellie doesn't.
Diana thinks this is hilarious. Charlie does not.
Of course.
So, y'all are busy arguing. There are like three wounded people, and then someone who really got shot off. Just three wounded people and another person in the cargo bay just chilling because Ellie hasn't done anything about them.
Right. Unless there's any reason that we couldn't, Ellie would start trying to redock. Yeah.
Yeah.
Being like over the mic, like, okay, so we're going to redock. And if y'all are copacetic, then we can just, be cool.
A little bit more left. No, and like, no.
This is over
hard both right. Mics. Hard right.
Could y'all be more gentle?
Before we redock, you and, I'm sorry, what's your name? And like over the mic to the dudes in the car, in the shuttle bay of their ship, of William.
Yes. He's like, Taffy.
Taffy? Okay, so I'm going to need you to take all your guns and all your sharps and all your other stuff and throw them out the airlock before we reconnect and we let you go, okay?
And because you saved their heinies earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Why did I say heinies? Anywho.
It's just like derrières.
Their buttocks.
Buttocks. The buttocks.
Since you saved them earlier, he's going to comply. He's going to gather up everybody's weapons and just toss them in the airlock just because if anything else, they will be shot back into space again. And
yeah, exactly. Yeah. And just vent those real quick and then dock.
Yeah. As y'all look through the window, you'll see a bunch of guns and knives starting to flip through space. But yeah, able to reconnect and redock. And Taffy's currently trying to patch up the wounded ones.
There's some med supplies in the cabinet to the left of the third seat. Right there. No. Left. No, my left. Okay. Yeah. Right there. Yeah.
Are you watching them like through the camera, like miking to them?
Yeah.
But yeah, everything's reconnected now, so y'all can go back to William. Is that the plane? That's the ship's name, William?
Yes.
Yeah. Duncan will definitely go over to the other side and casually make her way over to our stowaways or whatever you want to call them, our captives.
Talia would have like hobbled back over to the engine room just to try to get some more stuff before for her personal use. We can like flash back if I need it in the future, but that's what she's doing right now.
Yeah, we see you scamper off to the engine room. And what's Charlie doing?
Charlie is reviewing the data that has been purged from the ship and is making a clean version so that there is a version that they are keeping and the version that they will be giving with their report.
What things are you pulling from the report?
So they're being very strategic with who's been on the ship. So the visitor logs, anything on the travel log that, like, I mean, I'm trying to leave this ambiguous because I, the player, don't specifically know what this should be, but like they're looking at the travel log for like where the ship has been, mm-hmm. And anything that sticks out on the cargo that might be a red flag.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I think it's mainly just been like cargo log, just because this is a cargo carrier ship, like it's a small like transport ship, so the cargo bay is the biggest area of the ship.
Okay.
Despite how big the ship is, which isn't that big, it's mainly been like guns and goods and like all that stuff. But there's also, you see that there is a redacted information on one of the cargo items as well.
Mm-hmm.
It said it was picked up a certain day, and it was right before the ship was discontinued. And that's where the log ends.
Okay, I definitely removed that from the clean version. Because I'm going to try and hack the redaction.
Give me an interface.
Oh, okay. That's a 7.
Unless you have a skill that goes into it. Let me see here real quick.
Well, okay. So I've been hacking a lot, and hacking is my advancement.
Oh.
Whenever I hack a system's AI or what is it? What's my advancement? What did I put it? A system security is breached. Or I guess I would say I've done that one time.
Yeah. So just keep tallies because that's like your XP. So.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
I'm sorry, I'm looking at your skills real quick to see if
false
identity, artificial intelligence, that's just HAL. Hijack. We're not using that one. And we're not using that one.
No.
Okay, so yeah, it's just a simple, you know, hack. No big deal.
Mm-hmm. So I got a 7.
And you said you got a 7?
Yep.
I'm gonna say you're able to pull it up. And read it for just the briefest of moments before mm-hmm. it just completely fades away. But before it does fade away, you're able to see on the thing, you're able to see Alpha Robotics centralized harvesting engineered expertise, and then you see the Archie.
Okay.
I love you for that. I want to actually do this. I was
to figure out what's the acronym here.
Does it make sense? That. No. Am I going to stick with it? Yes.
Yeah. Heck yeah.
This is our space Riverdale. We're here for this.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So I can see that. Is that the cargo, or that's who?
That's the cargo, and then that lasts for, but it doesn't say anybody took it, and then it just fades away.
Okay,
and you're not able to find it again. Yeah.
Okay. Well, shit.
What is it? Is it more bad guys? Do you want to put my hand to my ear, even though this is not a visual medium?
Probably. definitely.
Do you need help?
I still need medical help, yes.
I like that none of us are trained in.
Nobody's concerned to take.
I mean, it is an expertise role, so like. If.
What?
Is anybody going to take me to the med bay?
It just says first aid. It's an expertise role, so.
Right.
Let me look up healing real quick. Y'all keep talking.
I can just, maybe we can do this. I mean, feel free to look it up, Morgan. You're the GM. But also, Talia could have gone to the, where the engine is and grabbed a few more things that she had like started getting before she was attacked. But also, I'm guessing in an engine room where people can be hurt, that there's some sort of first aid kit in a wall. Right, you just like open up the wall and there's a first aid kit. So she's going to grab that and head back to, and it can be, I mean, we can attempt to wrap you up. We can just give you drugs, whether that's Tylenol or something funner.
I will take
funner. You had to have a first aid kit in each main room.
I will take the funner drugs, please.
Funner. Okay. I think Talia comes in and is like opening up space pills and it's like, here, takes a couple, gives you a couple.
I take all of them.
Perfect. I was hoping you'd lean into funner, but I didn't want to force you there.
Yes, I will go with funner.
Is that okay, Morgan? Can we just?
Yes. And okay. I think, however, there's gonna be a side effect just because it is a funner drug that you know, like with any of the harder like pain relievers,
sure,
be some sort of like either loopy or out of it or unconscious. You choose how it affects Charlie.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because drugs.
Sure.
Yeah, okay, so a minor, major, or severe injury can be patched up. For a minor or major injury, this greatly reduces the time it takes to heal. So we'll be rolling a patch-up roll, so it is expertise.
Okay.
So
do I have to roll that, or just Kristen?
If Kristen's helping you, I think that's her.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so give me an...
Sorry, I was looking at my stats. What is it again?
Expertise.
Expertise. Oh, I have a +1 in that. Let's see if that helps me at all. I rolled a 10 +1, so 11.
Nice, okay.
Ooh.
Choose one from the list below. You can stabilize a major debility, treat a malfunction or minor debility. And rereading it, I think just because it is a gunshot wound, that is a major one. So, sorry
sure,
about that.
Sure, that makes sense.
Perform a medical technical procedure. Don't think you're doing that.
Oh, but I want to one day.
Treat a single minor, major, or severe injury. So
that one.
All right. So yeah, you're able to make sure that... of course, because it is a laser pew-pew, it's not, like, bleeding out, but, like...
Yeah, but it hurts.
Yeah.
It still hurts, so... You're able to,
we're making
like,
the hurt stop.
Patch it up. Gave some drugs.
Yay.
So your healing time will be a lot faster now than what it would have been.
Whee!
And yes, thank goodness you're not flying it now.
I'm a good flyer.
You're a good flyer?
I would be, yes.
Yeah, I think you would be. I bet Ellie will let you fly her ship.
There's a robot. There was a robot, droid, badoop-badoop.
Where is it now?
Not here. It went away. But it was here.
It didn't want to be our friend.
I don't know if it had feelings installed. That's rare.
You know who would know? Duncan.
Why would...
Oh. Well, because if Duncan talks to it and it gets flirty, then we'll know it has feelings.
Oh, yeah. Duncan does that.
Yeah.
Duncan,
we need you to flirt.
Feelings. Be flirty.
I am on
not
the
with
other
us.
Ship.
Well, you can practice if you want with us. Oh, we're on comms.
Oh, okay.
I also feel like because they're connected now, you're just yelling across the ship.
Sure.
And we've also like, taken funner drugs.
Oh, now, you've taken funner drugs about so that, you know? Yeah, so she
I took
popped
two.
A couple.
If that's okay, I didn't want to roll to like do any healing on myself,
fine.
But I was just gonna take a couple.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, they're just silly fun. Take the pain away pills.
Take the pain away.
You're
just too high people on this other ship.
We are.
So are you talking in the comms or are you just yelling across the ship to like the other ship?
Both.
Okay.
Yes.
Both.
There's like the echo.
There is.
What is Charlie doing? Not Charlie, Duncan.
Okay, Duncan. So I went over. How many people are there? The floater people? Bad guys?
There are four that are injured. Oh, sorry, there were three that are injured because of y'all. And then there's one that hasn't been injured.
Okay, but they're all alive.
Taffy.
Okay.
Taffy, the leader.
Yeah,
so let me.
Yeah, yes. The one that you stunned is still sort of like out of it, but yeah.
Okay, so let me ask you this. Where's my thingy? Okay, so my origin skill is deduction. So walking in to where they all are, because I am going to walk in. Who seems to be the one in charge? Okay, so Duncan is going up to that one. Who sent you to that ship?
The boss, obviously. And you are... We're with... And they do the hand thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Chromantis.
Yeah.
It was It was an abandoned ship. We were just coming to, like, scavenge different parts, you know. We didn't think y'all were using it anymore, so we decided just to claim it for ourselves.
Yeah, but see, now we're into this really messy situation. And I don't really like messes. So what do I need to do here? And she's going to look at the little name badge. Taff, what do I need to do here?
I don't know what you mean, because I don't know who you are.
That's good.
Do you mean, what do you need to do?
And then I would like to sneak attack him.
Sneak attack?
Yeah, that is one of my career skills. Probably gonna chloroform him.
Yes!
Because that's so I'm gonna roll, and then you're gonna tell me what my is. Kind of, I get to choose if I get a 10 plus. Okay, so I'm gonna roll metal for the listeners at home. I am not joking. I got plus 11.
Nice. Okay, so you choose one.
Okay.
Do you murder him?
I kind of think I...
Capture and disable? Seems like it fits into the chloroform.
I think I'm gonna chloroform him. Just straight up, like, rag him. And, like, so you know, just hold it there until
So is it like a rag you're using? Or what is space...
Chloroform.
What does space chloroform look like? Is it still like the rag, or is it like a capsule with a crack and like shove in their face?
Oh, I like that too. I was kind of thinking it was like a mask almost, but like
make it fancy.
But like, hear me out. I changed my mind. It looks like a jock, like a little mm-hmm. cup, like that you use to protect football players wear. Like, so that way,
yes.
no one's gonna touch that, right? Like, so. She just shoves it on his face.
Somebody's gonna really
it's a deterrent. It's
whiff,
a deterrent.
Take a big whiff of somebody's jock.
Mm-hmm. It's a bystander deterrent.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
So yeah, you're able to like pull your cup looking like thing out and shove it on his face. And within a second he's out like a light. Gone. Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm gonna just like look at the others. And I maintain eye contact as I'm, like, pushing, because, again, gravity's not that bad, so it's not hard to, like, lift him or move him. So I'm, like, I'm maintaining eye contact with the remaining three as I, like, go, and I take him, and I, like, hit buttons, and then I just shoot him back off into space without any coverings.
And I think that's where we're going to cut there.
Yep.
But yeah, all we see is from all we hear is this: the doors open, this slight shoop, and then we just see the guy floating off in space.
Sometimes, winning a game isn't about dealing the most damage, or drawing the most cards, or making any measurable contribution towards victory. But hey, just because you don't have the stats doesn't mean you're not a f***ing gamer god, alright? Enter The Intangibles, a podcast on the Geekspective Network, where me, Kenny, and my brother Matt break down all the things that are hard to quantify in games. All kinds of games. We're talking classics like Sonic the Hedgehog, and chess, and 3D pinball space cadet. Great game, by the way. We're talking new releases like
insert latest trending games on Twitch here.
Single player, co-op, competitive, card games, board games, role-playing games, play-by-mail games, the Wakes. We do deep dives into our favorite games, digging into the intangibles that make them great and the intangibles that will make you a better player, and hey, maybe even a better person. Check out the intangibles on whatever the heck platform you're listening to right now.